You know, we've talked about it in the past. We sometimes ask, why did this happen? What could we have done to prevent this? And I've got a really good example today that I wanted to go over with you because I think, again, the more we slow ourselves down as HR representatives and we think things through, especially if we're partnering with a manager or a director who's emotionally driving a decision, we're going to be far more professional. We're going to be far more accurate in how we implement many of our policies and our practices. You're listening to The Human Resource. My name's Pandy, and we're here in the ICRC TV station in Cincinnati. And we try our very best to bring you solutions. And this particular case that I want to talk about today is a case where a gentleman basically got transferred, and it wasn't handled well at all, which led into a case of age discrimination. And he won. I'll just go right to the end of the story. He won. But what I want to do with us today is walk through some of the things that the HR person really should have stepped up and fixed, or at least slowed the process down. And this is a case from Alaga versus the Permanent Medical Group in California. Now, this was back in 2023. It's a very simple case of a gentleman who had worked for the healthcare services group for 26 years. And in 2011, he was promoted to a director's position. Now, that's great. I mean, that means he has responsibilities overseeing a group of people, a department. He's a decision maker. He has authority. And he was doing great, reported to the organization's top executives and physician in chief. So he was well revered. And in 2015, he received a very good performance evaluation. But in 2016, he received a performance review from a new medical group administrator. And in that review, he was told that he needed to prepare for meetings and complete tasks on time. Now, just let's stop right there. Those are, one would assume for a director, normal and standard responsibilities, something that he's probably been doing for years. And when somebody new comes in, maybe they aren't quite familiar with how things have been done and what has been accepted or acceptable up to the point of their entry. But let's go further. After the employee disputed the review in the meeting, his supervisor and an HR representative were right there in the meeting with him, and the supervisor advised him that he's going to be moved into another position. Huh. Okay. The HR person even acknowledged it. Now, by now, the employee is 59 years old, and with this move, he's now receiving a smaller office. He's lost his staff. He's even taken now a $20,000 salary cut and was told to report to a younger, less experienced individual whom he had already trained. Now, the employee ultimately resigned. I mean, okay, that would be a blow to anybody's ego, but now it's a blow to his income. And what we're going to find out is that it actually hurt a few other things. So needless to say, he filed a discrimination case. And granted, California has some different laws and a different approach. But let's back up and let's talk about anyone anywhere here in the country who's working with an individual that has been a longtime employee of yours. And up till, you know, the entry of a new person, a new set of eyes, a new set of optics, which I'm not saying is wrong, but all those previous reviews, you have to stop and think, were they at the standards of the organization? When he received a good review in 2015, how detailed was that? How specific was that to the goals of the company? Remember, if we document it, we're memorializing it. And if a new person comes in and says, well, I don't think the standards were very high, I'm going to be more specific. I'm going to change the rules. That's okay, but it does come with some ramifications. Remember, every decision has a consequence. So the very first flag I want to throw on this one is that when he has a good review in 2015, and now we're raising the standards in 2016, apparently based on what this is telling us, is that just by telling somebody they have to prepare for meetings and complete tasks on time, was that specific enough? And if the guidelines of completing tasks in terms of timelines, if that was different in 2016 as it was in 2015, was that specifically specified? Did we clarify what the business needs were in doing this? Did we help him understand what the new bar was? Think about it. How many times have you gone into a review and said, oh, okay, listen, you need to be more organized, or you need to come to meetings on time? Is that truly helping the employee understand what the standards are? So number one mistake, lack of clarity. If we're going to change the standards, if we're going to change the bar, be specific. Know who you're speaking to. Know the history. And help them understand the direction you're trying to go. And that it's based on the needs of the business. That this isn't personal. We don't know what this new administrator knew about him. We have no idea what they knew about the business. But apparently he didn't know enough. And then number two. At the time of the meeting, it caught me off guard immediately to think that a supervisor and an HR person are sitting right there, and they had already decided before the meeting, oh, and by the way, we're gonna move you to a new position. Is that how we do things? Now, when they went to court, the employer said, oh, no, he completely agreed. He completely accepted this. But what it turned out to be is that that particular employee had no choice. It was just as it is stated in this paper, in that the supervisor and the HR people just said, yeah, you're moving in. By the way, that's not your office anymore. This is over here. And your next pay period, yeah, it's not going to be this. It's going to be that. $20,000 less. Is that the proper way to treat somebody? Is that the communication that we offer people? Remember, this guy is now looking at himself in the mirror and going, wait a minute. I trained this guy. I trained this person that I now report to. And they're considerably younger. How many times have we talked about if it looks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck? And this particular employee was looking at it and going, wow, I can see where this is going. Number two mistake. They should never have just told him, again, without justification, without explaining to him why a move to a different role was necessary. And remember, too, you're changing the terms of employment at that point. Maybe they had no choice. But you're changing the terms of employment, which means the employee has the right to decline. He didn't have any say in this. And what we find out is that the courts looked at it and said, oh, he definitely didn't have any say in it because you just plopped him in there. You didn't even talk to him about this. And in there lies our third issue. When the courts looked at this, they said the age discrimination very well could have been the part because the employer could not deny that there was an adverse employment action here. This gentleman was truly affected by this move, and no justification existed. His career advancement was gone. His compensation had been slashed considerably. The employer couldn't provide any evidence at all to explain why we had to take $20,000 away from him and all of his responsibilities, his authority. And that's not good enough, guys. Whether they intended to discriminate against him or not, it doesn't matter. There's a proper way of doing things and there's an improper way of doing things. And in this particular situation, this employee put on the shoes of, I've been discriminated against. And the courts agreed. You shouldn't have been treated that way. Apparently, the medical group needs to listen to the human resource because we would have told them to do it differently. So go back and work with your directors and your supervisors. Make sure they don't make these same crazy mistakes. And come back to the next show because we'll have something else for you. Thanks for watching.